Live from WGCU News, I'm John Davis. A month after the mass shooting at a Parkland high school, students across the nation plan to walk out of class in solidarity with victims and survivors. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone went to a Lee County school where students were unsure whether or not they could join the movement.
The school district of Lee County issued a statement last Friday telling students and staff that while their individual viewpoints and First Amendment rights were respected by the district, they were being asked to, quote, maintain the procedures for a normal operating day to ensure that teaching and learning continues. For parents like Rebecca Modise, the statement felt out of touch.
They're not pulling a stunt. They're not trying to get out of school for a few minutes. They're not disregarding authority. They're trying to make a change that adults have been unable to make. And their voice is important because they're the ones that have to walk in that high school.
Modise's daughter, Libby Jones, is a freshman at Cypress Lake High School in Fort Myers. She walked out of class last month, a week after the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, along with many of her classmates. She planned to join this national movement as well, but didn't know if she'd be able to.
We were informed through an announcement over the loudspeakers by the principal that we would be given a referral if we left school property.
So the plans were scrapped to sit silently outside the front gates for 17 minutes, a minute for each victim of the Valentine's Day massacre. Staff members stood at each gate of the conjoined campus of Cypress Lake High School and Middle School, but the students gathered still, on campus, at the bus loop between both schools. The protest was silent, but the sentiment was not.
We are scared to be in school, and we are scared to go see a movie, and we're scared to go to the grocery store, and we're scared to go to the car wash, and that's not how our society should be. That's not how daily life in public should be.
Libby says the harsh reality is not a new one for this generation, but the reaction is.
We don't just sit back and be ignorant and let these things kind of go over our heads like oftentimes a lot of adults try to do, like let these things kind of go over our heads and say it's something that we can't understand.
Libby's mom credits the newfound activism of her daughter and her daughter's generation to the power of social media.
They're seeing other kids become active in a positive, nonviolent way. They're seeing them refuse to back down, and they feel their own power and want to be a part of that.
After school, Libby headed straight to social media to connect with a nation of like-minded students who walked out with her a month to the day after the shooting in Parkland.
I'm very proud of my generation and my classmates and my peers around the country for taking action and not being silent just because we can't vote.
Another demonstration, called March for Our Lives, is being organized by Marjorie Stoneman Douglas students to take place in Washington, D.C. on March 24th. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Fort Myers.